And now I say hi and welcome to Mr. Tom Som Monserius.
Thanks a lot, Jenka. So very nice to be part of your program.
And you are a guitar player in the band Dirty Vanessa.
Yeah, that's correct. And maybe to explain to your listeners, the reason that you and I take the interview in English is because I'm Dutch. I live in Sweden, in the south part in Skåne, but my Swedish is okay for coffee talks, but if we do an interview like this with you, I prefer in English, so thanks for that. So yes, I'm a guitar player in Dirty Vanessa. It's we call it a country rock band, but we actually have quite an eclectic style. So we take more poppy songs, more country songs, and also some quite heavy rock songs. So it's my role is guitars, and then we have three other people in the band. So there are Patrick Pahl on drums, and we have Peter Sundberg on bass, and our singer is Jonas Lundberg.
Okay. How long have Dirty Vanessa been playing?
Well, actually quite a while. So we started in the middle of 2019. So it's 2025 already, so it's 6.5 years ago. So it was kind of in Sweden we call it a slump, a coincidence. So I was quite new in Sweden. I started living in Sweden in 2018. And I was settled, and I was starting to look for beginning something with music again. In the Netherlands, I played quite a lot, and when I had my job fixed and a house, etc., it was clear enough in my head to begin a little bit with music again. But I didn't have a musical network at all, but I had one colleague, Peter Sundberg, who actually played in a band, and he said, maybe this is something for you, so shall we try out? The band had a different name then. I think it was something like Handbuilt for Robots. So my first thought when I saw that name was, well, I'm not going to play in a band that has that name. But that we ended up together playing a rehearsal. We played a couple of songs that they had already written. Musically, we quite quickly clicked. So all of us said, well, this is something that we can try to progress. So let's move forward. I said, yep, sure. One condition, let's change the name into something a bit more, well, let's call it sexy than Handbuilt by Robots. They agreed on that, so that was fine, and that was the start in the middle of 2019.
Okay, really good. So you have done some albums, or?
We've done a couple of EPs. We usually record about three songs. We try to do it really well, quite organically, so we go to a studio called Studio Mansarda in Helsingborg, where the guy, the owner, is called Limmer Johnson. He's currently playing with Jay Smith. He is the guy that helps us with recording and producing. And he plays a lot, he records a lot with analog tools. So analog delays, analog compressors, etc. And really on the mixer board. And that kind of fit us. We're really a straightforward rock and roll band. So if you look at me, I'm a bit of a guitar gear nerd, as most guitarists are. Everything I have is tube. So I don't want to tube into a digital recording that doesn't work at all. So Limmer and Studio Mansarda fit us really well. Mm. So we take quite some time to record, and then we do three songs at a time. And since this is it's not our job, right? This band, but it's a quite passionate hobby. So we do three songs at a time, and then a year later we do another three songs, or half a year later we do another three songs. So that's the pace in which we do stuff.
Okay. I was thinking about this song then, Before It's Gone. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Absolutely. So the texts are all written by Jonas, singer. And he came with the text, and I had a guitar riff, and that's the kind of beginning. And this is one of these songs where it kind of started to flow from the beginning. And I think we literally wrote it in half an hour, maybe? So really quickly, and it's a very simple riff, but like I said, we are quite straightforward rock and roll. The type of music that we want to play needs to be kind of easy on the ear. I don't really know what style to call it. You can call it maybe motorcycle rock or whatever. It is a quite straightforward riff. The bass was simple and driving. The drum is simple and straightforward, just rock and roll. So grip it and rip it type of music. And that was the same with this song. So the recording and the writing went quite smooth. The only thing that now I'm nerding a bit about the guitar part, what I always like to do is challenge myself a little bit in solo work. So this song has a kind of a shreddy solo. I mean, I'm 52. I grew up in the 80s, 90s shredder time. So sometimes the straightforward rock and roll goes a bit out of control in the solo part.
Yes, yes. What is in the, I mean, since 2022, 23, what have you been doing since then, until now?
Yeah, we had another EP after that with again another three songs. And at the moment, we're a little bit in between things. So we would like to go out more. But I have to say the music scene is a bit tough. I'm sure it's not just in Sweden, and for sure not just in South Sweden. But the music scene is a little bit tough. It's tougher to find gigs. So what we're trying to discuss is how do we promote ourselves more? How do we get out more? Shall we get an agent or booker to work with us? Should we go to bars ourselves? Our music is fit for a little bit bigger bars because it's rock. It's a small bar. It will be too loud. Festivals will work. So we need to find gigs. And then, of course, in parallel, we're trying to think about, okay, maybe it's time again to push out another three songs. There's still a lot of creativity in the band, so we'll be continuing. And we all love what we do. And like I said in the beginning, this is really music that we like. And we hope that other people like it. It's quite easy on the ear. It's quite straightforward, but it's stuff that we like to do, and that makes it interesting for us, so we keep going.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I've been listening to the song, and I liked it a lot. It's very, very good, and it's harmonized.
Yeah, yes. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome. I have just one more question, and that is, you are the challenger of my rock list in Spontaneous Rock Show, and what is... your words to the listeners, why should they vote on your band Dirty Vanessa and this song Before It's Gone?
You're ending with a tough question, Jenkins, but I'll try to answer it. To be honest, I don't think that people should vote, but I think the type of listener that I hope will vote for us is the type of listener that likes straightforward rock, hard rock, or straightforward rock and roll. I can see myself people sitting in the car or doing some kind of work and then having our music in the background, or headbanging at home, whatever you like. But it's really, yeah, straightforward rock and roll. If you like that type of music, bar rock, then you're hopefully going to like this song as well.
Yeah.
So all those people, I hope that they will vote for our song.
Yeah. Thank you very much for saying those words. It was very good.
Thank you so much, Jenkins, for the opportunity and for pulling us into the list. Really nice for the opportunity. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and now we're going to play your song. Dirty Vanessa is the band name, and the song is called Before It's Gone. And I guess this song had never been played on radio, right?
Absolutely. It's been out on Spotify, but we've never been able to play it on a radio show. So really nice that you're going to put this on the world premiere, to put it into the air.
And then I also going to give you a fanfare for this song, because it's a premiere on the radio here in Radio Botkyrka, 91.6 megahertz. Thank you very much, Tom, for I could do the interview with you and your band Dirty Vanessa.
Thanks a lot, Jenkins, and thanks for the fanfare intro. We feel special.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.